And just a couple more questions, Eckhart.
Yeah.
I've heard you a couple times quote Ramana Maharshi, the great sage of India. How do we measure spiritual progress?
Mm-hmm.
And you attribute to him the saying that we measure spiritual progress by the absence of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really believe that?
Yes. Yes. The degree of absence of thought. Yes. Yes, that's right. So, it's simple, very simple. Now, the mind might say, okay, that means I haven't made any progress because I'm still thinking all the time. Well, perhaps that's not true. Perhaps you don't know that there's already absence of thought in you. Maybe brief, that doesn't matter. Do you ever see beauty, respond to beauty? There must be absence of thought in you because you wouldn't even see beauty otherwise. That moment is absence of thought. There may be many moments when there's absence of thought, and then suddenly you become aware that there are times when thought is absent. Now, of course, then, or very often, the mind will come in and say, oh, I'm not thinking. Of course, then you're thinking again. But after a while, you can actually feel that you know you're not thinking and still not thinking. But it's good not to try to bring about that state, because that could lead to more struggle and effort. The quickest way to becoming free of thought is to surrender to this moment, to accept this moment as it is. Because if you observe the compulsive thought processes, you find they're all associated with non-acceptance. The non-acceptance is an essential characteristic of the mind-made, the egoic state. Non-acceptance of what is. And all the compulsion really is a running away from the denial of the beauty and aliveness of now. So when you see the truth of that and you can accept this moment as it is, that's a state of great power, not weakness as the mind may tell you. Accept this moment as it is, as a side effect of this acceptance, the mind slows down. Because when you're no longer fighting what is, the compulsion to think subsides. That's something that can be continuous spiritual practice. Many times you won't accept what is. And then you will realize you're again denying the now. And that realization means, okay, you're present again. When you see the non-acceptance, you're already free of the non-acceptance. Only when you don't see the non-acceptance, then you're again trapped in all the mental noise that is not accepting what is. So the most powerful spiritual practice is accepting this moment as it is. Uncompromising acceptance of this moment as it is. That's why the Zen masters sometimes look so fierce, although they are gentle inside, really. When you see the pictures of old pictures of Zen masters' drawings, fierce eyes, it's the uncompromising nowness. Yes, this not moving. It's open, and that state is both gentle and fierce. It's both at the same time. And so that is the most powerful spiritual practice, and it's really the only spiritual practice that doesn't give you time. There's so many spiritual practices that give you time to become good at, to practice more and more gradually. But accepting this moment as it is, you can only do it now.